It's deer hunting season on Martha's Vineyard. The 8-week archery season, which began October 7th across the Cape and Islands, is a favorite time on my outdoor calendar. Over the years, I've come to appreciate much about the fall hunting experience, and some stuff not so much. The temperature's comfortable, summer crowds have departed, and seasonal properties are unoccupied, save by the deer that move about freely feeding on tasty flowers and gardens. I note that the arrival of a new hunting season means that I'm 1 year older, now nearing 70. As I've aged and body aches have become the new normal, I've gained an appreciation for those parts of my body that still function pretty well. And I like to brag to my daughter. How many guys my age do you know putting up tree stands? That elicits the eye roll that exasperated me when she was a teenager, but now delights me. There are many strategic factors to consider when selecting a spot to erect a tree stand. Scouting a property is part of the hunting skill set. One challenge is to determine the pathways deer take through a particular property, then find a nearby tree that's grown reasonably straight and has sufficient branches to break up your silhouette. I enjoy matching wits with nature. I hunt primarily in the up island town of Chilmark. Gnarly oaks, thick brush, and greenbriars predominate. The tree stand puts me above this brillo pad tangle of vegetation and provides a good vantage point from which to watch all sorts of critters while I wait for a deer to appear. My favorite is when I catch a glimpse of a hawk weaving through the tree branches at breakneck speed. I marvel at how this avian hunter manages to avoid a collision. Squirrels chasing each other around trees also provide entertainment. Hunters learn to appreciate a deer's ability to smell, hear, and see danger. It's critical to their survival. Hunt upwind, make a quick movement or a natural sound, and a deer will be gone in a blink. Even the biggest buck can pick his way silently through the brush. And once a deer stops moving, its coloration allows it to blend perfectly into the surrounding vegetation, making it difficult to pick out, even when you know it's close. Dawn and dusk is when the deer move between feeding and bedding areas. This critical period of transition is when I anticipate I'll have my best opportunity to take a deer. I sit absolutely motionless, alert to every sound of movement. I tense at the snap of a twig. A good deal of hunting is patient waiting. It may seem a stretch to equate deer hunting with meditation, but time spent in a tree stand lends itself to contemplation and thought. The increasingly ubiquitous leaf blowers of fall, not so much. Why do people who live in the woods wage such a battle against leaves? Last season, I hunted a conservation property in West Tisbury, only to have the afternoon hunt ruined by the annoying mosquito combustion drone of leaf blowers coming from a nearby property. If the landscape crew had been teenagers, I might have had some hope they'd quit early. But these guys kept working until dark. I returned the next day thinking there could not be a leaf left, but sure enough, and through prime hunting time, the deafening din continued. The property held plenty of deer I might have shot, but that was not enough of an incentive. I didn't return. On the other end of the spectrum is the haunting sound of the whippoorwill at dusk. I look forward to hearing the cry of this diminutive bird. When I do, I never fail to exit the woods with a deep appreciation for the hunting experience.